You are now listening to the Pop Drone Show on CITR 101.9. I am your host, Mark Richardson. We have a whole new list of stuff to play for you this week. I just got back from Portland, where there is many amazing record shops. So got a couple of finds. We're going to be playing some of that. And we got a little feature on some hypnagogic pop and plenty of other newness coming your way. Right now, this is a brand new one from the Mantles, from their self-titled LP on Silt Breeze.
for my monster from his lab began to rise. And suddenly, to my surprise,
he did the mash.
He did the monster mash.
The monster mash.
What are you doing on Halloween? How about making a difference? Join us for Trick or Eat, an event where students go door-to-door in university neighborhoods to collect food and raise awareness of hunger in Vancouver. Last year, Trick or Eat raised over 6,600 pounds of food. Join the over 400 students dressed up in true Halloween style on Saturday, October 31st, 2009, from 4 to 7:30 p.m. to make a big difference. Whatever your plans, make Trick or Eat a part of your evening. A few hours of your time can make a huge difference in the lives of Vancouver's hungry and poor. This year, we are specifically looking for people to drive their cars to help transport food from nearby communities back to campus for Trick or Eat. If you have a car and would be willing to donate your time, please email ubc@mealexchange.com.
Apostle of Hustle featuring Andrew Whiteman of Broken Social Scene will be on tour this October with Gogo Bordello. Their latest Eats Darkness is an album of raging sounds from playful to surreal, vibrant to dark. Exclaim magazine describes Apostle of Hustle as a band with an insatiable musical appetite from every corner of the world's consciousness. Catch them live in concert with Gogo Bordello this October. For more information and free music downloads, visit apostleofhustle.com.
Easy speaks to me.
You're back with Pop Drones on CITR 101.9. Last track there was a brand new track from the newest Woven Bones release, which is a 12-inch on the Zoom Music record label. And Woven Bones is based out of Austin and has had a couple great 7-inches under his belt, including probably his best one, which is on a local label, Sweet Rot, which gets a lot of play around the CITR garage rock shows here. Instead of that was a brand new one by The Mantles. That song was called Don't Lie off their self-titled release on the Silt Breeze label. And starting off the show this week was The OCs with a brand new split 7-inch with Paul Carey, and that track was called Coma. And right now we got a brand new one from Shearing Pink's local heroes with a brand new LP called Weaponry. The song is called Xenophobe / Frost Flood.
Thank you.
makes noise, it has some merit.
He creates this outcry, this clamor. He creates this nightmare of noise.
If it makes noise, it has some merit.
He's a sonic mess, basically. The discordant notes are just a hubbub, a cacophony.
If it makes noise, it has some merit.
He creates a disturbance because he's basically disturbed.
If it makes noise, it has some merit.
Basically, this is a worthless racket. The man is mentally incompetent.
For the most ear-splitting forays into noise, prog, early industrial, no wave, plunderphonic, psych, and altogether way out sound, tune into A Noise with your host Luke Meat every Wednesday from 11:30 a.m. to 1 p.m. on CITR 101.9 FM. A Noise, music that isn't in its right mind.
You're back with Pop Drones on CITR 101.9. Last track there was a brand new one from Physical Demon, based out of Seattle, Washington. And that's actually us coming off the split cassette with Shearing Pinks, released on the Pinks' own label, Isolated Now Waves. And same goes for the track just before that, which was a track from White Suns, which is a group from Brooklyn. And that's also another split with Shearing Pinks. And yes, rounding out that little three-piece there was a track from the brand new Shearing Pinks LP released on Divorce Records. An amazing document from the band, which is pretty much coming to an end here, as their second guitarist, Aaron, is leaving the group and moving away, probably somewhere like Montreal or Berlin or somewhere hip like that. But I think Shearing Pinks are doing one last tour before they call it quits. But you can grab this LP at your local grocer for sure. Amazing cover art, actually done by Rick White of Elevator and Eric's Trip fame. Not sure how they managed to reel him in, but they did, and it's crazy. It's an amazing cover. Right now, we got a brand new one by El Jesus DiMagico, based out of Columbus, Ohio. And this is a track taken from their full-length LP release on the Columbus Discount label, who have had quite a strong couple years here, releasing mostly 7-inches, but this is one of their first LPs, and I highly recommend it. A brand new one here by El Jesus DiMagico.
We'll be right back.
CITR loves its friends. Having a Friends of CITR card entitles you to awesome discounts from businesses in your community. Maybe downtown is your stomping ground. Present your CITR card at 212 Productions Limited, Beat Street Records, Woo Vintage Clothing, Hits Boutique, Dream Apparel and Articles for People, Scratch Records, The Fall Tattooing, Flaming Angel Designs, Spank Clothing, Heart and Soul, Pacific Cinema Tech, and True Value Vintage, and receive great discounts. So become a CITR member, get a free Friends card, and feel the love.
I wanna love you and treat you right. I wanna love you.
You're back with Pop Drones on CITR 101.9. The last track there was taken from a compilation called Utmarken, which is actually a label and practice space down in Gothenburg, Sweden, I guess, where there's a lot of great experimental music happening, a very vibrant scene. There's a 10-inch compilation of four of the acts, and that one was, see if I can even pronounce this right here, Aitestupa. And there's a few others. They're all co-mingling in their groups there. And that 10-inch was released by Release the Bats, which is also a Sweden label, probably the biggest underground label coming out of Sweden. And just ahead of that was a brand new one by El Jesus de Magico from Columbus, Ohio. That was taken from their full-length LP called Scalping the Guru. And that very last track there that you heard was actually a brand new track by Bill Orcutt, who used to play with the long-defunct Harry Pussy. That's a little bit of blues guitar wrangling, which is two full sides of that. Pretty interesting stuff and quite distanced from his days in the Harry Pussy. Right now we've got a bit of a feature on hypnagogic pop, which is sort of taking over the underground right now. And sort of stemmed from a group called The Skaters, who were pretty well known in the late 90s and early 2000s. As far as I know, they no longer exist, but all the members have gone on to do some solo stuff. There's a few auxiliary members as well that have started up some labels. But there's some great stuff being churned out by these guys, and it's being labeled hypnagogic pop, and it's pretty hard to define, and so is that state of being. But right now, we're going to play some Matrix Metals, which is a very good example. We'll follow it up with a few more hypnagogic pop tracks. After that, we'll talk to you in a bit.
Thank you. Is to go into space to leave the planet. Thank you.
thought about volunteering with Big Sisters? Maybe now is the time. Big Sisters of BC Lower Mainland provides girls aged 7 to 17 with a champion, a mentor who's there to simply be their friend and cheer them on. Become a study buddy tutor and spend 1 hour a week helping your little sister learn to love school. Or become a big sister and spend 3 fun hours a week just hanging out with your little sister. If you're age 19 or older, please visit bigsisters.bc.ca to find out more. Maybe now is the time.
You're back with Pop Drones on CITR 101.9. That was a brief little run-through of some current hypnagogic pop music. That last track there was taken from Black Joker LP. Black Joker is one of the many pseudonyms of Spencer Clark, of the skaters who were kind of one of the originators of the this current wave of pop. He's also gone under other aliases, Monopoly Child, Vodka Soap, Charles Berlitz, and he's also played with Grass Magic. And ahead of that Spencer Clark track there, we also heard a mysterious one here. I saw actually this 7-inch was actually sent my way just recently, a group called Sunken Landscape, who I can't seem to find anything on, and I thought they fit in fairly well in that little foray there. And ahead of that was two tracks, both by the same composer under different names. The first one there is Matrix Metals, and that's a cassette on Not Not Fun. And we heard a little excerpt from his alias under Explorers, and that was an LP also released on Not Not Fun. This is a mysterious entity that no one seems to know quite who he is, and he wants to remain that way. But I believe he's actually the man behind Outer Limits Recordings, who release a lot of this style of music. And you can go to outerlimitsrecordings.com to check out more of that. And there's a ton there. And I'm sure you'll be pleasantly surprised by what you find. Right now, we got Josh, my man Josh, on the line here. And he brought in a tape for me to play. And we're gonna talk a little bit about it. Are you there, Josh?
Yep.
Yeah, so I've got the Pax Titania tape here. So who is that exactly?
I have no idea. I really don't know. Although I've met him, shook his hand. I can't remember his name for the life of me. And I've seen him play once in New York about 3 years ago at a No Fun Fest. And it was excellent. And I only have one other recording from him, and it's a tape on Hanson from a few years ago that, like all Hanson tapes, is still available, and I highly recommend it. Very interesting synthesizer and drum machine music, sort of in an early or maybe mid-period cluster or like harmonia style.
Yeah, which actually seems to be kind of in vogue these days.
Yeah, I think he was kind of at the vanguard of that stuff, at least the recent interest in that sort of music. And when I ordered the Hanson tape like 4 years ago, it came, and I wasn't expecting quite the kind of synthesizer, the music that emerged from my tape deck. But very interesting. Obviously, like, has an interest in early 80s synth pop as well. Maybe a little bit of an OMD kind of vibe.
Mm-hmm.
Electricity, you know? But definitely kraut rock sort of seepage in there too.
Yeah, no, it's great. I listened to it all the way through last night, and I was unsure of which section I really wanted to play, but
because it's also good.
Yeah, no, it really is,
and it looks beautiful.
Yeah, of course, these
Contradict Sound, they really they've kept the quality high.
Yeah, no, it's like a kind of a flat dark blue on a orange kind of sparkly orange. It's great. Yeah, it's definitely one of the labels I think. Worth collecting every damn thing, though it's one of the labels that's incredibly hard to keep
incredibly
up with.
Hard to get, yeah, yeah, every damn thing.
Yeah, exactly.
Or even some of it.
Okay, so we're running out of a bit of time here, so we're going to hear about 5 minutes of this Pax Titania, and we'll talk to you next week, Josh.
Awesome, take it easy.
All right. So that's Pax Titania on Pop Drones, and that's it for us this week. Up next, we have the Anoy Show with Luke Meat.
Hi, this is Randy Randall from No Age. You're listening to CITR 101.9 FM. Thanks a lot.
What do you like?
I love picnics.
What do you like?
I like me first, then my sisters and brothers.
What do you like?
Hitting this tin can with a spoon.
Ah. What do you like?
Messing up a room.
What do you like?
I like pina coladas.
What do you like?
Dead burnt bodies.
What do you like?
Sadists. Known perverts and Mormons.
What do you like?
Noise! 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 Noise!
Good morning. It's 11:34 in the a.m. You know what that means. It's time for A Noise, as it is every Wednesday from 11:30 a.m. to 1 p.m. here at the almighty CITR 101.9 FM Vancouver. Luke Mead here, your host. Coming up in the next hour and a half, we're going to be focusing on, starting tonight, is the Copyright Copy Left Festival going on at the Scotiabank Dance Center. And we have some tickets to give away. Stay tuned. We'll be talking about that a little after noon. So we've been playing a lot of stuff like that. A lot of new stuff here. We've got the brand new Monotonics. We've got something new from the Western Front. And anything else that's just leaping off the shelves at me. However, I'm going to start off with my promise that I'm going to play at least one Jandek track a week until he gets here December 7th at, again, Scotiabank Dance Center. And this is off of his brand new one, a brand new Jandek album. And three tracks on it. Not Hunting for Meaning is the name of the album, and not that he ever was. And this is a great little tune called Silent Wanderer.